You're listening to SBS News.
The United States has begun administering the COVID-19 vaccine to children aged between 5 and 11, the latest group to become eligible for the shots. A day earlier, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended the Pfizer-BioNTech shot for broad use in that age group, 4 days after it was authorized by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed this development as a positive step.
Today is a great day for American parents and American families and American children. We've taken a giant step forward to further accelerate our path out of this pandemic. After months of rigorous and independent scientific review, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, authorized, and the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, recommended a COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 5 through 11. For parents all over this country, this is a day of relief and celebration.
President Biden says the expansion of vaccinations is important to reduce anxiety for parents.
After almost 18 months of anxious worrying every time your child had a sniffle or started to cough, well, you can now protect them from this horrible virus, because that would always worry you that was coming along. 28 million more young Americans are now eligible for the protection of a vaccine. And my administration is ready. We're ready from day one, today.
While some young people began receiving shots on Wednesday, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, says the program should be running at full capacity by next week, with parents able to bring their children to one of thousands of locations, including pharmacies, pediatricians' offices, schools, and other sites to get vaccinated.
State and local health departments are planning to launch thousands of community-based clinics, including at youth sporting events, fairs, zoos, and community centers. And across the country, schools will partner with vaccine providers to host vaccination clinics, with more than 6,000 clinics at schools being planned before the winter holiday break.
The 10 microgram shot of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine authorized for school-age kids is a third the strength given to adolescents and adults to protect against the Delta variant that has led to thousands of pediatric hospitalizations. Meanwhile, European Commissioner for Health, Stelios Kyriakides, declared Europe is at a critical phase of the pandemic during a web summit in Portugal.
We're at a crucial stage because we see, after several weeks of stability and decrease, cases are going up, and especially our member states, which have a lower vaccination coverage, their health systems are really being challenged. So I would say that we are at a very crucial stage of this pandemic. It's not over yet.
Ms. Kyriakides says she is concerned about countries with low vaccination coverage because cases are increasing.
The countries that at the moment are facing the biggest challenges in terms of the pressure on their health systems are countries with a lower vaccination rate, such as Romania, Bulgaria, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. I've been in contact with all the health ministers. For some, we have mobilized the civil protection mechanism, and this is about European solidarity. This is about stepping in to support them with equipment, with medicines where necessary, even taking patients in other member states when their ICUs are full.
The World Health Organization has approved Indian drug maker Bharat Biotech's homegrown COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use listing, paving the way for it to be accepted as a valid vaccine in many poor countries. The WHO tweeted that its technical advisory group had ruled that the benefits of the shot, known as Covaxin, significantly outweighed the risks and that it met WHO standards for protection against COVID-19. Managing Director of Bharat Biotech, Dr. Krishna Ella, says the vaccine's approval is significant.
It is a momentous occasion for Indian innovation, Indian entrepreneurship, Indian startup, and Indian science. As a scientist, I pray that India's innovation is starting and it's going to boom as we go along.
The WHO's Strategic Advisory Group of Experts on Immunization recommended Covaxin's use in 2 doses with an interval of 4 weeks in age groups 18 and above. Covaxin was given emergency use authorization in India in January, even before the completion of its late-stage trial, which later found the shot to be 78% effective against severe COVID-19. This comes as WHO officials warned on Wednesday of a severe coronavirus situation in Romania following a visit to the capital. Heather Papowitz, WHO's emergency management specialist, told a media briefing in Bucharest that the nation's healthcare system is overwhelmed with the situation, severe.
We just visited a hospital and we saw patients the emergency department full of patients full of COVID. It was pretty dramatic. And that would put this at a very high level. The numbers of cases are high. I know the numbers of deaths just reached an all-time high. So I would say we're in a pretty severe situation. The health system is overwhelmed. And that's really how we look at the severity of the situation.
The rapidly deteriorating scenario in Romania, which now has one of the worst COVID-19 death rates in the European Union, prompted the World Health Organization to send senior experts to assist in its pandemic response. The number of coronavirus cases has risen in Europe for the fifth consecutive week, making it the only world region where COVID-19 is still increasing. The WHO says the continuing rise in confirmed cases across Europe has been driven mostly by Britain, Russia, Turkey, and Romania. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.